KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 27 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of News, Sports, and Weather, or rather of a News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Eight Iowans, including a man who works in Atlantic, will be among 200 craft trainees and apprentices from across the country traveling to Long Beach, California, March 18th to the 20th to compete in the annual National Craft Championships competition hosted by Associated Builders and Contractors, or ABC. For competitors, the National Craft Championships allows them to demonstrate their superior skills, training, and safe work practices, all while representing their state on a national level. Five Iowa apprentices qualified for the national competition during ABC of Iowa's state event this fall, and three are sponsored and trained by Interstate Companies in Sioux Center, an ABC of Iowa member. There are 15 competitions and 12 crafts. Each competition consists of a written exam and a practical performance test, testing apprentices' skills during a six-hour project. Prizes are awarded to the top three finishers in each craft. Among the eight apprentices representing Iowa in California next week is Michael Jensen from Camlin Mechanical Incorporated in Atlantic for HVAC, or heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Three people were arrested on separate charges in Creston Tuesday. The Creston Police Department reports 59-year-old Mary Hansen of Pella was arrested on a Union County warrant, charging her with eight counts of dependent adult abuse by exploitation, amounting to more than $100. Hansen was released on a $10,000 bond. 27-year-old Brooke Carter of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. Carter was cited and released on a promise to appear later in court. And 45-year-old Diana Cutting of Des Moines was arrested Tuesday in Creston on a Polk County warrant for pretrial release violation on an original charge of theft in the third degree. Cutting was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting transport to Polk County. Probation officers, assisted by Fremont County Sheriff's deputies, searched a residence in Sydney on Tuesday and discovered several items of drug paraphernalia and suspected controlled substances. As a result, 29-year-old James Hume of Sydney was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, meth, second offense, possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance, second offense, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hume was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $5,300 bond, with other charges pending. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports 37-year-old Robert Gerard of Lenox was arrested Tuesday in the 400 block of East Ohio Street. Gerard was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $1,000 cash-only bond. Elsewhere in area news, for nearly 30 years, Alliant Energy's Iowa utility and Trees Forever have partnered through branching out to help Iowa communities plant a diverse mix of trees. These efforts have allowed trees to live longer and provide decades of energy savings to those communities. Thanks to the latest round of branching out grants, 35 communities will complete 38 tree planting projects this spring. More than $150,400 in grant money was awarded. Additional projects will be funded after another round of grant applicants submit their fall proposals, which are due by June the 1st. Among the area grant recipients, the City of Atlantic received a $3,030 grant for the Schulberg Quarry City Park. Creston received $9,900 for the Greater Regional Hospital, Harmony Cemetery, Southwestern Community College, High Lakes Shooting Range, and the middle and elementary school projects. Greenfield received $1,600 for the East Elementary School, Adair County Health and Fitness Center, Purdy Sports Complex, the Greenfield Manor, and along the streets in Greenfield. Branching out is an energy efficiency program that brings together community volunteers, Trees Forever, and Alliant Energy. And community leaders create specific tree planting projects, and Alliant Energy provides funding for the trees. Experts from Trees Forever assist in the correct placement, planting, and care of the trees for energy efficiency and aesthetic appeal. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors on Monday met at City Hall here in Atlantic, and Seth Stasselm, the Parks Director, said he updated the board on various projects, including the playground at the Schulberg Recreation Area.
I told the board that the construction dates were May 18th and 19th of Friday and Saturday. And so Saturday we're going to invite volunteers to come out to help construct, and we'll probably do a special event, maybe grill hot dogs or something for a thank you. But that playground's going to be done that Saturday evening.
If you'd like to volunteer to help set up the playground equipment on that Saturday, call Stasselm at 712-243-3542. You're welcome to bring your own tools, but Seth said they plan to have most of the tools on hand. You may wish to bring gloves and safety goggles, however, if you have them. Stasselm said they also discussed the City of Atlantic fireworks display on Wednesday, July the 4th at the Schulberg Rec area. The discussion included safety concerns such as how far away the discharged shells must be from buildings. The shells must be at least 270 feet away from any structure. Fire Chief Mark McNeese will have the final say on whether or not the winds and other factors might affect the level of safety and the ability to fire off those shells, and they'll do a test run to try and determine the best viewing places. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.